Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
What's up, friendos? And welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. It is mock draft time. Not as a regularly scheduled program, even a little bit later, because Bogman and I were like, hey, we're going to do something super fun and different, and we're going to do it on Wednesday, and it's gone. It happened, so this episode's a little bit later, and we're going to be throwing everything off. It's a mystery if there'll be a Friday podcast, and if it is, it probably won't be a mock, and usually we do mocks on Friday, so we're keeping you on your toes, but we are here for mock draft something or other, some number.
5.0.
10 teams, only 10, and we're doing it on the Yahoo. We are over on the Yahoo. Do it.
One more
time. Try it. No, you try it.
Yahoo.
Ooh, no, yours was, you nailed it. You absolutely nailed that one. You got it. On the Yahoo. And this is the first time I've actually seen the system this year. Looks exactly the same. I fully expect that the same things that annoy me are going to happen. But, you never know.
Shohei Ohtani batter is in here.
You know what? Of all the years, Yahoo is actually one step ahead of the game because they don't have that little SP that's around it and messing anything up. So we only care the YouTube. Is the SP Ohtani on here?
Of course. My God, I'm sure he is.
Just take him off. He's not going to pitch this year. Just take him off. I don't get
what's going on. Just in case. Keeper leagues. But you can't take him off.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You can't keep. I was keeper leagues. Did you play in keeper leagues? I guess we played a keeper league on a Yahoo forever. So I.
People do. Yeah. Yeah, don't be an elitist. Don't be a snob.
It's the best app. I will still say this to the day. My favorite fantasy baseball site app is Yahoo. I use more FanTrax. ESPN's kind of a hands-off thing for me.
Yeah.
And Yahoo is still the top guy. So, you know, hat tip to them for that. But there's still some funky stuff. But guess what? We will play around with it. We're going 10-team. I know that's, you know, not for the hardcores out there. But guess what? A lot of you freaks still play 10 team. I'm down with some 10 team. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We'll be mocking it with some of our friendos over on the ITL Army, where you can be one of our friendos at inthisleague.com. Go and sign up today, inthisleague.com. Get access to the stuff and the things, the group me rooms, into mocks, all of our ranks, prospects, dynasty, and more. And you're directly supporting us, and we deeply appreciate that. Inthisleague.com. Sign up today. I am fresh off of camp. By the way, just came back. Camp's mostly.
His face is still red from being outside.
Yeah, I was outside a lot. I probably should have sunblocked it. I didn't think about that because it was 46 degrees when I left today, but you really should. Most of the camps open today. I did a little bit of a pivot from where I was going to go, and I went to Bogman, the World Series champion Texas Rangers.
Boo. I'm sure that wasn't annoying at all.
Now, what I figured was like, all right, my baseball team gets to the World Series, loses. My football team gets to the Super Bowl and loses. What I was going to do was just face it head on and just cry through my smile at Rangers camp and just let all the happiness of championship just kind of soak over me while I smile and try not to throw up a big actual throw up on players.
Just barf.
Right. I got some pictures. I got some pictures with some players, and they were all very happy.
Are you throwing up on them?
I wish.
I don't want to see it.
You know what I did get? I got my, every year, apparently it's going to be thing of Jacob DeGrom to get people worked up. And that is exactly what I did, because DeGrom showed up, kept at least 200 feet, maybe 100 yards away from everybody. And he went to a side on a field and he threw a soft toss session. And I was like, holy crap, that's DeGrom. So I took some video of it, sent it out. And, you know, here are the tweets. Oh, my God, it's not baseball season until, I think Kelly Kirby said, it's not baseball season until someone tells me that DeGrom's on track. And then and then other people going, well, it'll only be this long until an IL stint and all of those type of stuff. So then I really had this realization. Baseball is back. Baseball is officially back. When I get everybody crapping over just me putting a video of Jacob DeGrom soft tossing. So baseball is officially back.
It is. It's back. We've got injuries to talk about. Nope. We are still not done with signings. We did have one big signing in the last week, but Bellinger and Snell are still waiting on home. So, and camps are opening. Spring training tickets are being sold. Schedules are being made. Yamamoto is going to pitch in the Korean series here. So there is going to be lots and lots of news pouring in the next coming weeks.
And hopefully I can share whatever. I mean, I'm going to go to camps and there's going to be nothing. Talked to Justin Foscue a little bit today. Very coy. He was just like, are we going to break camp? Are we going to get on that roster? And he said, that's the goal. He's like, that's what I'm working for. And he was working with a lot of the, there weren't a lot of hitters that were there in camp today. He was working with like the non-roster guys, but he was out there. Jack Leiter threw a session. He was looking good. Evaldi threw, Dane Dunning threw. Dane Dunning was in a great mood. You know, there was a lot of positive stuff going around, and seeing Jacob DeGrom out there, I did not see Max Scherzer show up whatsoever. And there was no sight of really any of the hitters. So my point of all of it is to say, as I go to these camps, hope to pick up nuggets from players, hope to see unique things that are going on. I had this realization that happened to me, Boggs. The news came out about Jackson Merrill that he had been working in center and left field, I think it was, during the offseason, that he legit might break camp as an outfielder.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was there a couple weeks ago, and all the minor leaguers were there, and it just clicked. He came off of a field with a Dylan Head, who's an outfielder, Homer Bush, who's an outfielder, Samuel Zavala, who's an outfielder. He was working with all of them, and it never clicked with me at all. And now I look back, and I'm like, he was working with all the outfielders. So what a dummy. What a dummy.
Read the tea leaves, Welsh. Come on.
So hopefully I can share some cool stuff with everybody. And maybe we'll have some other fun things that are going on. But yeah, you mentioned it. Let's go through the news. Jorge Soler, officially a San Francisco Giant. I don't remember if we talked about that last episode. I love it. I think it's a great signing. I wanted him to be a Diamondback. That was actually the big DH signing I wanted. I would have taken it over Lourdes if I'm being brutally honest. But I think it's a great signing by the Giants. 30 home run potential bat. They needed one of those in the middle. And I'm in. I've been taking him late because he's one of those guys that's been falling because he didn't have a job. So he should probably start getting a little bit of a boost.
Yeah, I agree. A little reluctantly.
I agree.
Yeah, look, I don't love the landing spot for him. You know, it's a huge ballpark. The help around him isn't the best either. So I don't know. It's fine. I also, like you said, being brutally honest, I would have preferred Soler over Lourdes, but I like Lourdes coming back. I didn't have anything against that signing. I don't know. It's fine. There are other couple spots I would have rather have seen him, but at least we know where he is.
Did you lower him in your rankings? Did you change him at all?
I haven't made, actually, to be honest with you, I have a couple big moves I'm going to try to do for the end of the week. Probably today as we're recording this, I'll be doing. I don't think I'll move him too much. It's a similar ballpark factor for right-handed hitters, by the way. Marlins 22nd, Giants 26th. So
yeah, I wasn't talking about like from last year. I just mean versus where he could have signed.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Like, if he would have signed with the Diamondbacks, I thought that would have been positive. There's a lot of places. I think it's a relatively lateral move, but he hit the ball crazy hard, and he still dominated with, like, a lower 20 ballpark factor team, if that matters to anybody, if you're thinking about it. Like, it's the hitting environment, relatively comparable. But, no, I don't think I'll move him. I'll probably keep him where he was, because I was ranking him a little bit higher than what, like, NFBC had him or anything like that. So that was the big signing. There's like a clerical thing that was happening where I believe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, that teams are allowed to start moving players to the 60-day roster. And there's speculation that that might move some of the flood of free agents, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, maybe that was going to be the impetus for teams to want to wait. So that's the thing to be on the lookout for, is maybe in the next 48 hours, even as this is airing, we might finally get Bellinger and we might finally get Snell, which we hope, because it's ridiculous and we'll break it all down. Some other news and notes here. Dodgers, Dave Roberts, Hugh Bogman, I have a picture with, I sent to you, the dirty Dodgers. Look at me. First two pictures of the offseason, Dave Roberts of the Dodgers and then the Dodgers. Rangers.
And no wonder your teams don't win. You turncoat. But I initially, that picture that you sent me of Dave Roberts, I sent it right to our boy, Rob Russell, because I know he loves Dave Roberts. Still the biggest steal in Red Sox history, right? Yeah. So Red Sox fans still love Dave Roberts, I know. So I sent it to Rob. But yeah, it was a good pick, too. I mean,
it was a pretty good pick.
Your smile's a little fake, but is to be expected with the Dodgers.
Wait till you see my pictures with the Rangers. It's like, I mean, they're all like, I almost thought about just frowning in all the on all the pictures, but I don't know how that would have went over. But maybe I'll superimpose a
just tell them next time. Just be like, hey, I'm a Diamondbacks fan, so I'm gonna act like I'm crying.
I almost did that with John Gray. John Gray is one of the friendliest human beings that wants to sit around and just talk to people. He literally just hung around, just like he likes to just hang and talk. And
I mean, like, I like that. It sounds like me, but also he went to Oklahoma, so
yeah. It's super friendly. But Dave Roberts said no hard start date for Walker Buehler and when he's going to make his season debut. I will say, the other day when I was at Dodgers camp, Walker Buehler was out. Don't remember if he threw a bullpen. I want to say he didn't do any throwing, but he was in the group that might have. So I just could have missed it. Dodgers camp is kind of big, but he is already out there working hard, but they're giving no start, no head main start date to it. Rays president Eric Neander said that Shane Boz will build up slowly this spring as he completes his rehab from Tommy John to get a rotation spot. Some wild projections on him as well. So, you know, maybe we got to hit the brakes just a tiny bit, kind of similar to Walker Buehler, because Shane Boz is being ranked pretty high and we don't truly know like how they're going to let him go and to what level. And then the other on the big side of the news, Astros manager Joe Espada said that Josh Hader is going to close and Ryan Pressly will be the setup man. We knew that, but official confirmation. So RIP to Ryan Pressly in there. Some other notes, Bogman, that you'd put on here. Bryce Miller altered his pitch mix again. If everybody remembers, I talked to Bryce last spring and I watched this session where he was just like fooling everybody and I grabbed him after and he said he was now throwing two sliders and that was on the heels of the kind of sweeper renaissance. And he said, that's the big thing is I now throw two sliders. It's a gyro and a sweeper. And then this year I just saw this thing about him that he, I think was adding the split finger? I don't know. The jeeper.
The gyro sweeper.
Yeah. So I think he was adding like a splitter or something to that, or maybe even altering the sliders again. But Bryce Miller, that boy's back at it. He is back at tinkering, and I love a pitcher that tinkers, Boggs.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know, adding something, just showing a different look, whatever it is, it's almost always a good move. And if it isn't, you know, they scrap it and they go back to what worked the previous year. So I like things being worked on at this stage. I think it's very positive and it can produce results. So I like it.
Jackson Jobe was announced by AJ Hinch is not going to make the team out of spring training. If anybody did think that. So that was kind of confirmed. There's this weird thing that's been going around for 24 hours. The Pirates and Marlins apparently were discussing a trade involving Edward Cabrera. And then, like, the account, it was this weird account. And then they, like, said, oh, it's falling apart. And then it's back, like, going again. So I don't believe it. But there is this rumor that's flowing around that, like, Edward Cabrera could be on the move.
Yeah, I mean, just pay attention to it. You know, changing spots would be pretty big for him. So we'll see. I'm with you. I don't expect anything to happen.
Yankees claimed Jordan Groshans off of waivers. Bye-bye. Nationals signed Jesse Winker to a minor league deal. That's where Winker's at. And Nick Gordon was traded to Miami. And I would expect he's going to get... I think Craig Mish speculated he might get some time in the outfield where they would go. You know, they also... I don't know if they would experiment with it, but I think they're really trying to figure out what the hell they're doing at shortstop. And they've been rumored and tied to, like, Tim Anderson and Adalberto Mondesi. I don't know. Maybe Nick Gordon is going to kind of... flow into that area. And then the smaller little bits of news, Justin Verlander had a hiccup in his offseason throwing program and is now a few weeks behind. Probably doesn't mean anything. Probably wasn't going to do much of anything in spring anyways at his age. So this probably just lets him just sit back and they've got an excuse. This one I want to get your take on. Kenley Jansen shut down due to general soreness. We salute you, General soreness. And they said he'll start throwing again in a week. But he has been rumored for weeks now to be on the move, that the Red Sox are moving him. My speculative thing is the Red Sox want to keep him off of anything, not even have him come to camp, and they're going to move him in this time that he is battling general soreness.
You're putting that tinfoil hat on, are you, Welsh?
Yeah.
So you're going to look like Joaquin Phoenix in Signs with that thing on. I'm not moving Kenley Jansen around until a week comes and they're like, well, he's another week away from doing anything. Then I start to worry that it is actually an injury and it's not exactly what you said. It's not a movement thing, or it was an injury this whole time. And it's
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A little worse than we thought. So I'll give it a week before I hit the panic button, but I don't like it. It's not good news. Whenever you see guys getting hurt or, you know, being pushed back a little bit, it is not positive. So, like you said, there's a little tinfoil hat going on here. It may be a transactional thing that happens with him, but he's old, you know, and he's had injury stuff in the past. So this could be a legit thing. So let's check back. Let's circle back in a week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
And see what's going on with Kenley at that point.
I want to see what Roster Resource has, because Garrett Whitlock, I know they continue every year. We're stretching him out and everything, but like, he really could be a closer. They got Chris Martin there. Yeah, Chris Martin could. I don't know. I'm probably still drafting Garrett Whitlock, that they do have a kind of a set rotation for the most part. I could see a scenario where Bodie and the team just say, like, Whitlock's going to be the closer, you know, but right. I would draft Chris Martin later. Probably draft some Garrett Whitlock. I think Kinley's going to be on the move. JP France is behind in his throwing program with shoulder inflammation for the Astros. Daniel Bard is going to start the year on the IL with a torn meniscus. Even more reason why Justin Lawrence is like a really, really good late closer. I was drafting him in those DCs that I did. It's just late. I mean, it's the Rockies, but still late saves. And Brandon Marsh is expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks after undergoing left knee arthroscopic debridement surgery on Friday. And give me a gold medal for saying that correctly.
I mean, number one, great work. I cannot believe you didn't trip over that at all. And
the first
two,
time I read it too, I hadn't like read it ahead of time. I did that live. I'm proud of myself.
Right. And then that is terrible. I do not like that at all. That does not sound good. It's a lot of words to say minor surgery, but it's supposed to be minor. But 3 to 4 weeks, that's a month, dude. We're bumping up against the season at that point. So
major, 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 surgery,
major, major surgery. and I feel terrible that it happened to Marsh.
I don't like it. So those are some of our news and notes, friends. The main guys are still out there. Hopefully when we're talking to you next week or in this maybe potential next episode, we might, you know, finally have Cody Bellinger signed. Or I will say this. You guys want to hear a fun tinfoil hat bold prediction theory? Go and listen to the bold predictions episode I just did on Fantasy Pros. That one, I build out this scenario that it's like it has 4 degrees of different players affected. It was a bold predictions episode, and it has to do with a player signing somewhere and the domino effect that it has. So it's myself and Justin Mason. We are doing bold predictions Fantasy Pros on the podcast feed, or you can check it out on the YouTube, and you can, I think it's like my first or second bold prediction you can hear and tell me what you think, because it kind of has to do with all this. All right, let's take a break. We come back. It's 10 teams on the Yahoo. I'm going to set up the Fantasy Pros as we get going here. We will do a little preamble, and then we're going to start drafting right here on ITL.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. All right, Mock Draft 5.0 on Yahoo. Only 10 teams. Because we still, the amount of questions that still come up about 10 teams, this goes back to last time. I'll continuously go about this. The amount of us that talk about 15 team leagues and deep leagues and blah, blah, blah. The amount of questions that still come from 10 team leagues. It is important to do all of it. And that is why Bogman and I are a podcast of the people. 12 team, 10 team points. We're going to do an OBP. We do it all on all the sites. Because we ain't scared, ready to go. Here's the draft order. That was my motivation speech. We've got our boy Jay Hay drafting 1, Alan G at 2, Bogman is drafting 3, boy Mummert, it says Mummert is Le Marvelous, Chad E from Butthole Tucson is at 5, RFP, the American Sniper, Ryan
effing
Porter, we're not cursing, cursing this episode.
No cursing, uncensored.
I am drafting 7, Brand Hoover is drafting 8, we've got our boy Vinny down on the farm at 9, and the Barrow, good old Barrow. Is drafting on the wheel. Only 10 teams. We do have 5 outfielders, util, and we're only doing pitchy P spots. We've got a bunch of P spots on there. No RPs in here. But is this head to head?
This is head to head. I just did the normal. This is the same roster that we've done for everything.
Yeah. So. I just think it's weird when Yahoo does only the Ps. No, the
they
RPs.
Didn't.
And
I did it. I switched it to what our normal draft.
Oh, okay.
Is.
Well, you know what? In head to head, people like to punt. So this gives people the ability to punt if they want. 10 teams, obviously we are going to prioritize the tippy top. You know, you want the best
obviously,
possible players you can get, but
yes,
what are you
going
to do? What are you going to do here at 3? Do you care as much about that same strategy we've talked about where it's like, I've got to have the stolen bases and all that when the depth is better?
No, I don't as much, but at the top, you're taking a stolen base guy, whether it's Witt or Julio or Carroll or Acuna.
Yeah.
If you're in the top 4, you're taking one of those guys. I feel like so. At 3, I'll be going with Julio or Witt, whoever. Alan doesn't take it 2 after Acuna goes 1.
Yeah, I'm at 7, and I'm in a great spot where it's like, I'll get Tatis, I can get Tucker, I can get Freeman, I can get any of those guys that I want. I might
Hell, Ricky, you could even be 5th.
I might prioritize stolen bases a tiny bit more in this shorter form for the elite stolen bases, but we got a lot more to choose from, and we about to do it. Because here we go. You heard the beep, the creeps, and the sweeps. Here it goes. Mock Draft 5.0. There's that sound. Now we mute it.
This feels right.
What's that?
This feels right. Doing the draft. On Yahoo. Just like the Yahoo noises feel right. Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. So we had Ronald Acuna go 1. Freddie Freeman 2 above everybody else in a 10 team. Wow. Bobby Witt Jr. goes 3 to Bogman, who passed up Corbin Carroll. How does that feel?
I do. I you know, it doesn't feel fantastic, but it does feel correct.
There goes Julio. I'm laughing. Look at Mookie Betts qualifying as shortstop on Yahoo.
I know.
I always was a defender. There goes Mookie
Betts.
I mean, RFP. Yeah. He's like, let me have Carroll. I wish we were cursing.
Ooh.
Because that would have been something there. Just let me sit there and get Carroll. It is just this overall funny thing I forget because I don't do as much Yahoo about these positions anymore. Like I used to be like, oh, I like them, blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. I'm going to take Fernando Tatis Jr. at 7. That's a pretty good spot. There goes Kyle Tucker. I will tell you, I won't get him. I would love Otani. I want to push Otani up a bunch. I almost consider taking him here. I don't know if
you can
here.
Say, I won't get anybody because it's 10 men.
I won't get Shohei. There goes Strider. I mean, I bet Shohei goes right here to Barrow on the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, Shohei or Judge should.
Yeah.
Strider, Judge, that's a pretty good start, even in a 10-man.
Yeah, I mean, these teams are ridiculous. I might have Jose Ramirez with a 10 team. Why don't we do more 10 teams? There goes Garrett Cole. Wow, pocket aces. Aaron Judge. Oh, come on, Brand Hoover. Don't take Shohei.
Come on.
Eat my words.
Ah, right in front of you, in the face.
I wish we were cursing.
And we're not, so I'll do the stuff. So.
You do.
Surprise, mother. We'll do it.
So
and it's gone. You see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizza.
And you don't want a pizza when someone French fries. I took Jose
Ramirez.
You're
going to have a bad time.
You're going to have a bad time. I just talked crap about how much I'm like not dying to jump into the Trey Turner pool. And I'll take the stolen bases from Jose Ramirez. So I started Jose Ramirez and Fernando Tatis Jr.
Dude, I want Olsen or Yordan so bad.
Oh, 10 team feels so good.
It feels so good.
It is so good for your confidence. Just you, everybody should do it. You should just do it to feel good about yourself. Do a 10 team league, man. Don't you agree? Don't you feel great right
now?
I
do. I agree so much.
This is great. Jose Ramirez and Tatis. It's like a keeper league. Oh my God. You're going to get Yordan Alvarez. Carbon Burns just went 17.
Yup.
There is something to say about these guys that are boosting up the pitching a little bit. In a 10 team, I'm kind of surprised, but Barrow, see, here's the sneaky thing. Barrow has the two best pitchers in baseball, and the hitter pool is going to still be really good when it gets back to him. So you can do it if you were going to do it anywhere. Harper goes 19. So we are on the wheel of the second, third round. Riley's still there. Devers, all those guys. What are you doing coming back? You're four picks away.
Man.
What amazing player would you like?
I know here. So I have Yordan and Whit. I mean,
Seager just went.
I wouldn't hate if Austin Riley fell back to me. I do have Wheeler at the top of my queue, though.
Wheeler. By the way, there goes Wheeler. Two in front of you. Isn't rank their rank an X rank to your league settings? I think that's how it is.
They have changed it back and forth like 6 times.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'll just say his name. It doesn't matter. But like Ellie De La Cruz is in this format. There went Kevin Gausman right in front of you. Ellie is 39th in X rank, 84th in overall rank.
I am go away to Baton. So what?
Pitchers are kind of flying, man.
Yeah, I'm not taking a pitcher.
I wouldn't either, but I don't blame you. I mean, Riley is just staring. I would slap taking Riley or a guy like Alonzo. I mean,
that's who I'm choosing behind. Thank you for no help. I'll take Riley. that is exactly what I was doing. I was like, Riley or Alonzo, right? And you're like, I'll take Riley or I'll take Alonzo.
Easily. But dude, like Semien Devers and Alonzo were there. If I didn't get them, I have a choice of like Guerrero or Albies in the third round. I am telling you.
Welsh is real happy about it.
It's going to turn soon. So just bookmark this. There goes Ozzie Albies.
Well, this is the, if you guys have gone through the Welsh cycle of mock drafts, here it is. It is amazing start. Couldn't be a better start. Mm-hmm. Followed by, I hate all these players. My team is terrible. I'll probably be in last place. Yeah. Followed by, how did you guys let me get away with this?
This is
the best team that's ever been assembled in the history of mock drafts.
Now, Marcus Semien is there, but, oh God, Vlad is there too. Ooh, I was thinking like the big power with Pete Alonso, but Vladdy, I really like this year, so I'm going to take Vladdy here.
Vladdy daddy.
So coming back, if Michael Harris is there, I'll do it. Otherwise, I think I might look into that pitching market because we've got Luis Castillo and Pablo Lopez, and obviously like Kirby and them are still out there. So there goes Pete Alonso at 28. God, so good. Vlad, Jose Ramirez, and Tatis to start.
Riley, Witt, and Yordan.
Dude, I'm like the WBC Dominican Republic team right now.
I 10-man is way more fun.
It is fun.
So,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Much fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
There goes Randy Rosarena, 29. Marcus Semien is falling, by the way.
Michael Harris.
There goes Michael Harris.
And Marcus Semien. Wow. It's like Barrow's listening to you.
All right. Michael Harris, Marcus Semien, great. Remember what I said? He started Garrett Cole and Spencer Strider. He just snapped off Michael Harris and Marcus Semien with his first two hitters. That's really good. Bo Bichette just went. You're one pick away. What do you want?
You're one pick away, Goofy.
Oh, I'm one pick away. That's right. What do I want? Lindor? Altuve is there.
That's pretty good.
There's great pitchers. Ellie. Let me look here. Who might get pushed down? There goes Lindor would have been a snap pick for me. Well, I am going to take Pablo Lopez.
God damn it.
I knew it. I was waiting for it. You remember we're not cursing.
Gosh darn it.
Golly gee.
She will a curse. That's who I wanted, jerk.
Holy forking shirt balls. There goes Luis Castillo. I was tempted Castillo.
I guess he can
there
do
goes Tariq Skubal. We're doing it.
Come on, man. Relax, everybody. Come on, guy.
Mummer,
I want Gallen pretty bad.
Altuve. Who do you want?
Gallen.
That's a good pick. All right. Gallen 38. So pitching, maybe I wasn't prepared for this. Pitching got pushed up. Mike Trout just went 39. Allen is doing his own thing. What did he do? He did Freeman and Trout?
I guess, yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
There goes Ellie.
I had Ellie queued up, man. I was ready to go, Ellie.
Yeah, I would have, coming back, I probably would have pulled the trigger on Ellie for sure. But I mean, I passed up Ellie for Pablo Lopez, which I can do.
Now I am.
Yeah, you're
debating.
Two picks away.
That helps.
Kirby just went. Son of a.
Okay, so I have Glass now. CJ Abrams and Adolis in my queue here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Give me another pitcher. I guess I'll take Glass now.
Okay.
May hurt me on the back end when he gets hurt right before the playoffs like he always does, but there goes Yamamoto.
There goes Yamamoto. Will, I am looking at Adolis. I think I might go hitter here because now I feel like the pitching tier just kind of changed. There goes Garcia.
Adolis.
And there goes Nola. Everybody just quick picked on me. Thank you so much. So I am staring at Nolan Jones is there who qualifies at first. CJ Abrams is here. I'm trying to see if Royce Lewis is there, but I already have a third baseman. There's those guys. Oh, man. All right. Familiarizing myself with the player pool, I am going to go and get a second baseman, Matt McClain, who also qualifies at shortstop, so I can move him around. So I took him at 47.
Great pick, Welsh.
Did you want him?
Great pick. Yes. Top men.
Tell me more.
That would have been a... gotcha!
Yeah. Gotcha!
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Oh. There goes Devin Williams, first closer off the board, 48. Kind of thought about that, but I don't know. Ten man again,
ten
like
man.
We have
There's
a better
be
ability to get
available.
The top guys. Yeah. Well, there is something to be said though, that everybody can get closer. So having the very tippy top is a slight advantage, but you know, Max Friedman, 49, Goldschmidt, 50, Royce Lewis, 51. So we really have had a pitching boost in this draft that I'm not sure I completely prepared for.
I don't think we had so much of a, I don't think it was so much of a boost as it was a big run. Wasn't that like a full round almost of pitchers? Damn it.
Logan, that's the only person I put in my queue. So. So there goes Emmanuel Class A. Class A. Will, I feel less comfortable with what's going on around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the pitchers. So I, you know what? I'm going to just do this. I'm going to go Blake Snell. A little bit higher.
Oh,
54.
Man.
Oh, man. I did. I left CJ Abrams on the board. I'm not really chasing stolen bases as much, but I did
I
give him
Abrams
a big thought.
So bad.
You want what? Abrams?
Abrams. Yeah. I mean, I almost took him with my last pick. And
there
he
goes.
So RFP, what is this RFP's first mock of the thing? We're not even cursing because he needs to be cursed out right now.
No, he's been cursed. Believe you me. He's been
man.
Cursed. All right. We had Framber and then Josh Hader right in front of you. God, I don't want to. Were you going to do Hader?
I had Hader in my queue. Yeah. So,
well, that's a bummer. I mean, hey, I'll be honest with you. I was looking at Hader too. Like when the couple top closers went, I was looking at that. There goes Jazz 58.
I took Jazz. Yeah. So I still only have two outfielders, which look, I know it's only 50 outfielders now, right? Because it's 10 man, but yeah, the outfield is still not good. Although it is a little better because it's expanded in eligibility. On
yeah,
Yahoo.
There's a lot more eligibility. Can I do you have a third baseman?
I do. I have Austin Riley.
I'm kind of surprised Manny Machado is still sitting out here. If I'm being honest with you, there goes Kyle Bradish just went 59. Jesus. Because we got the word that all indication is Manny Machado is going to be good to start. I kind of thought he was going to boost up. Damn it. There goes Edwin Diaz. So I'm quite surprised. His ADP is actually 53 on Yahoo, and we're in the 60s now. I didn't think that was going to happen. There goes Freddie Peralta. I'm also surprised that Belly and Nolan Jones are still sitting around. If people are wondering the oddities that are kind of hanging right now. So you're one pick away.
I am. I don't like anybody.
You don't like Nolan? Aren't you a Nolan Jones guy?
No, that not even
Yelich.
A little.
Oh.
No, that's Joe. Joe is a Nolan Jones guy. I'm not a Nolan Jones
there
guy
are
at all.
Three players that have an ADP inside the top 55. You just went with Yuri Perez.
I got Gallen, Glasnow, and Yuri. So.
I'm at the point, I think I might take Nolan or Bellinger if they fall. I'm also, there goes Nolan Jones. I'm also in O'Neill Cruz territory. So
it is. I mean, it's like close to 70 is where he goes everywhere.
I'm actually at his ECR for Fantasy Pros. It's 67. That's where I'm at. But man, pitching is going. Eflin just went 65. There goes Rutschman. Dude, Manny Machado is still out here. Bellinger is still out here. I want Cruz. I don't think I'm going to get Cruz coming back, but I don't. I think it's hard to pass on Machado.
He's hurt going in.
I'm not going to pass on Machado in the 10 man. No way. I'm going to snap him up here. And then I'm going to tell everybody, I think O'Neill Cruz is going to go. If he doesn't, I will. There he goes.
Went
first pick, Brent Hoover.
Pick after you. Yeah.
I'll tell you what to do, but this is a
man
show that
I mean,
we're not censoring.
I feel like you might get Bellinger coming back too. Everybody is passing him.
Yeah. I'll snap.
You know
him.
What?
I'm passing on pitching though.
Everyone might be going off of the rank instead of the X rank. Right. And he's like buried because he doesn't have a team in the X rank.
Well, it automatically goes to X rank though. Like
you're right. I don't, maybe people switch while they're looking or something because like, how is everybody passing Bellinger? Bobby Miller just went.
Jesus. Yeah. I'm taking Belly. If he eats is there, if he's not, I'm going to have some walk issues if I do it, but I might go with Kode Senga.
There goes Senga.
Oh, well, there goes Senga. So, all right, I'll take Belly.
Yeah.
There's my outfielder.
Easy decision for you.
Yeah. And but then I'm going to need to hone it in on starting pitching here. So what's the plan for you? You're three picks away.
Walker is one of them. Christian Walker, because I don't have a first baseman. And then I'm looking at a pitcher. I have Logan Gilbert as my highest on my list here.
There goes Schwarbs.
Yeah, I'll probably be there Logan Gilbert.
Low.
Or Walker and then Gilbert is my double pick here.
Yeah, Walker's fourth on the board here, so you want that power. But, I mean, Gilbert. You want that power, you need to get it here, because I don't... Well, it's not guaranteed he'll go, but he's going to go higher on the board.
Bellinger just fell, So,
no, I took Bellinger. Oh, you're saying like he might fall again.
Yeah, just first base has fallen.
That's a good point. That people have their first baseman. Like we said, a lot more guys qualify. Grayson. There goes Grayson Rodriguez.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it now. I'm going to pull the trigger here.
On who? Walker?
On Walker.
Oh, okay.
And then Logan Gilbert is going to be my next pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, not super exciting, but I like that'll give me my fourth starter. I'll have Gallen, Glass now, Perez, and Gilbert if Gilbert falls back.
I can do that.
These four picks for me.
They're all close. Oh, man, there goes Musgrove. I cannot. I mean, it's something.
Damn it.
There goes Gilbert right in front of you.
Two picks in front of me.
I'm with you. There's still players that are falling, though. Hassan Kim has fallen. I did not expect the hitting to fall in lieu of the pitching as it's done. There goes Evan Carter, 81. I was just staring at him. Gleyber Torres, quick pick on you, and you're up.
Yeah. I don't like anybody. You know, I'm just going to double tap and take Casas as my CI.
It's not a bad pick. If I didn't have Manny Machado at corner, I'd have considered it. I want Joe Ryan pretty bad, but how this is going, there's no chance. I might need to pay attention to closers. Not interested in punting it in a 10-man. You definitely could, but I think with pitching going so high, I can't afford to. If pitching didn't go so high, I'd be more comfortable with it. There goes Arenado and Iglesias. So if RFP could just FP off, which I know he won't, he's like, who would Welsh take?
What would Brian Boitano do? He definitely didn't take anyone you'd take because he took Bregman.
All right, snap pick Joe Ryan here. And then coming back, I think... I don't know if I want to say it yet.
Wanna, probably good.
I don't want to show my cards quite yet here.
I don't want to say.
I don't want to say. Let me do it. Stop. I don't want to say.
Jordan Romano. I had a friend who loved that when I did that. But also that was probably a clear no respect. They had no respect for me. So like, would you please act like this man child?
No, I think it's hilarious.
Well, I was a woman, so she definitely didn't respect me. But please do this character that has cheek makeup.
Or maybe she thought you were really funny. Well, geez.
Maybe.
She probably hated my guts.
Probably hated me. Probably.
Good Lord.
Probably was like, no. Dance clown, make it funny.
Who are you taking? Who do you say?
Jordan Walker. Well, that's part of the thing I'm trying to figure out here. It's what can I get away with? And you know what? I'm not going to try to get away with it. And I usually do. I'm taking Cole Reagans.
94. Damn it.
Yeah. I want the strikeouts. I have similar pitchers with these kind of
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Maybe walkish. Lopez and Snell might help, or Lopez and Ryan might help the Snell and Reagans, but I didn't think he would come back. And based on your reaction, I think I did the right thing.
I would be cursing you out if this was a cursing game. That makes me so mad.
Was that who we were eyeing?
I mean, Cole Reagans is getting, like, I thought I was high on him. And then I have to watch Scott White write, a future serial killer note to him on CBS Fantasy Today. And what did you say? Can you look it up?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
What did Nick have in that? Didn't he have him like 16 or something?
No. Scott had him at 16, but he said, what did Nick he said Nick has him higher.
Nick has him higher?
Yeah, but Scott said he had him at 13 at one point.
All right, I'm going to take Hossam Kim because I need some stolen bases.
Okay, Casas went before as well as Lane Thomas, and then you just got Hossam Kim at 98.
Yeah, it was Lizardo. I took Casas in the previous round. Damn it, I was waiting on Alexis Diaz coming back. Ugh. I can't believe I'm getting this upset in a
10-man?
Stupid 10-man. Come on. Does everybody love everybody? Come on.
You know the thing that still annoys me? Can't manually move players' positions in Yahoo. Oh,
yeah, that is like the last thing they need to fix.
They got to fix that because like I have Matt McClain. What if I want McClain as a shortstop?
Jesus Christ.
And I take a second baseman. Yeah, Teoscar and Paul Sewald were the top of my list that just went 101 and 102, and you're up.
Ugh.
I mean, the top of my list. Don't love it. Not happy.
Give me Evan Phillips. Give me a lot of saves.
Okay. Well, I just queued him up, so.
Sorry, buddy.
Are there closers left?
Yeah, I mean, Helsley is still there. I know you don't like him. Your boy Pete Fairbanks is still there. Clay Holmes. Kenley banged up. Andres Munoz. There's guys left. I had Diaz and Sewald. 1-2 on my list, and they both went. So maybe Ha-Sung Kim would have fell, but I don't know.
Man, there are so many good players. There's some goodies. Dylan Cease, Yandy Diaz, and Ketel Marte all bing, bang, and boom in front of me.
There they go.
You know, I'm really not sold unnecessarily anything right now. We're at pick 111. I have to make a choice here real quick. I am going to go, you know, I talked about the, no, we're gonna do this. We're gonna go Andres Munoz.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.